Hey, it's Ryan, man, coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos open the 2023 season losing to the Raiders at home 17-16. And you just feel like it was more of the same that we got last year. New coach, new philosophy, different expectations, same result. And I hate to say that when it comes to Sean Payton. It just didn't look that great today in the second half, especially. First half, actually, at the end of the first half, we got pretty excited. Got a score, got up. Thought we were going to come out in the second half and dictate the game. Didn't happen. And really, it feels like for this game, we lost in the trenches, which is kind of hard to say. Sean Payton's a coach that really believes on winning in the trenches. I really felt for the offensive line, especially for the upgrades we made, didn't play that great today. Really made the running game inconsistent. Russell Wilson wasn't able to look downfield very often today. Just wasn't what we were expecting out of the offensive line. Defensive line, I mean, you can't give any quarterback that much time, but they made Jimmy Garoppolo look like Tom Brady today. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I think I mentioned it when they let Derek Carr go and brought in Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't even know if I consider that a lateral move. I thought it was a little bit of a step backwards. But clearly, Jimmy Garoppolo knows how to run Josh McDaniels' system, given the time in the pocket, and that's what he had today. He had time to pick us apart, and the Raiders drove up and down the field all day today. And that was really hard to watch. Our defense was still supposed to be our strength overall, and it was not today. Now, the offense, they had drives that sputter. There's some things they can clean up, but really, I don't think the offense was really given much of a chance to get in a huge rhythm. There's some positives I'll talk about later, but really, the offense just couldn't stay in a rhythm with the play of the offensive line. And like I said, the defensive line just let the Raiders go up and down the field. Yeah, they stopped Jacobs quite a bit. Josh Jacobs, obviously, his first game back with the Raiders, didn't play in the preseason. Wasn't great, but at the same time, there were still chunks of yards that he picked up at opportune times. And really, it just was a dagger at times to watch the Broncos defense kind of break down like that. Really, the Broncos secondary, I don't think outside of Javonte Adams, their receivers are anything I'd call elite. A lot of people that know, once again, the Josh McDaniels system. And boy, I mean, Damari Mathis, I feel like had a horrible game. Horrible game opposite PS2. They were pretty much able to throw his way all day long. That was really tough to watch. And we'll see what happens as we move forward. But it was a tough one to swallow, losing to the Raiders at home to start the 2023 regular season. It was tough. Will Lutz on special teams. Sean Payton goes and trades for the kicker he wanted that he had in New Orleans. And he ends up missing an extra point that would have been essentially a tie game instead of losing 17-16. Maybe it would have been going into overtime. And then he missed a long field goal. Yes, 55 yards. Once again, Sean Payton's always been of the mindset, you're a kicker, you have one job, make the kicks. And the kicker he traded for and brought in essentially was 1-for-3 today. So, I mean, I don't know. Post game, Sean Payton says he'll bounce back. Well, Lutz, that is, we'll see. If not, how long do you stick with the guy? Time will tell. But really, Vance Joseph on the defensive side of the ball, I give him an F. First game as defensive coordinator. No pressure. Even when he brought extra linebackers, no pressure. They weren't disciplined. They didn't stay in the gaps, especially on the last play where they brought pressure for Jimmy Garoppolo. Or I should say the dagger. The last play in terms of the dagger. Deciding play in the game. They bring extra pressure. They don't keep Jimmy Garoppolo contained. Jimmy Garoppolo runs for the first down. Boom, Raiders run out the clock. Game over. I mean, you made Jimmy Garoppolo look like Tom Brady today. I mean, that should make the Broncos defense sick. They're supposed to be the strong lynch of the team, and it did not look that way today. It looked bad. It looked bad on the defensive line mainly. I think that's what the secondary was questionable. And I don't know, Justin Simmons, all pro safety, all time, I think, favorite Bronco for a lot of people on the roster right now. And he even looked late in his responsibilities today. It was a tough thing to watch. It was a tough thing to watch on the defense. And when's the last time we said, wow, I think we mostly lost this game because of the defensive side of the ball? Hard to say. Now, obviously, the offense didn't have faults of their own in the game, I should say. 13 points at halftime, 3 points in the entire second half. That's not going to get it done. A lot of that was the play of the offensive line, though. It really felt in the second half, anyways. The offensive line didn't give Russell Wilson a ton of time in the pocket. A lot of checkdowns in the second half. Obviously, we got that penalty when he tried to throw deep to Sutton in the first half. It seemed like he didn't even have time to take shots like that in the second half. And you can't say, though, you know, one positive, Russell Wilson, 27 of 34, 177, 2 touchdowns. He looked like the Russell Wilson that we were waiting to get last year. He was efficient, high completion percentage, 2 touchdown passes today. Had a couple things, obviously, he needs to work on. He got lucky on the fumble that he had that didn't count because of the penalty on the Raiders. And obviously, he had a couple times he didn't set his feet and missed a couple receivers. But for the most part, played pretty darn well today. Javonte Williams and Pirine are a great 1-2 punch. They had some bruising runs today. Pirine got a little cute on a couple runs. I'm sure Sean Payton will talk to him about that. Hey, you know, burst forward and get the yardage. But at the same time, they couldn't get consistent. They couldn't stay consistent because the offensive line was inconsistent. Again, win in the trenches. Sean Payton believes in winning in the trenches. You can't say we did that on the offensive line today either. The Raiders' defensive line pushed us around, and Max Crosby wreaked havoc at times during the game today. And it was just an unfortunate thing to watch. So maybe it's rust all around. Sean Payton's first game back. Second half adjustments just didn't seem to be there on the offensive side of the ball. Defensive side of the ball, you would have thought we would have made adjustments to slow down the Raiders' quick passing game. We really didn't seem to do that either. Obviously, it was still a low-scoring game. So you can't say it was a total failure, but in the end, it felt like a must-win out of the gates at Mile High today. New coach, new philosophy, new mindset. You felt like it was a must-win, especially with the division we're in. And in the end, we didn't pull it off. And it was a tough one to swallow. It always is when you lose to the Raiders. And we have this losing streak going against the Raiders. Chiefs, you can understand a little bit. A little bit. I'm not saying completely understand or accept it. But the Raiders, you just can't. You just can't understand it. I mean, on paper today, Broncos, on paper, in my opinion, better team. Talent-wise. Easy. Not even close. I feel Josh McDaniels is doing the same thing in Vegas that he does that he did in Denver, making questionable personnel choices. And I think in the end it'll bite him. Didn't bite him today, but I think he's well on his way there. But we made his personnel decisions look pretty good today. And boy, I hope that defense is having a talk, whether it's with Vance Joseph, whether it's with Sean Payton, that, you know, if you're playing against Jimmy Garoppolo, you don't let him go 20 of 26 for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. And we did get a pick off of him off of obviously a tip pass. But, I mean, you don't let Jimmy Garoppolo go 20 of 26 against you. It's just, sorry. Like I said, there's quarterbacks that are elite, next level below that. I didn't even feel it was a lateral move to bring Garoppolo in. Clearly, he's a system guy, in my opinion, a little more than other quarterbacks. He knows Josh McDaniel's system. But you just can't let a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo do that to you. I understood more Derek Carr doing that to the Broncos than Jimmy Garoppolo. Some other things. Our wide receivers, really, we didn't seem to have those quick slants that the Raiders did today. I don't understand when we don't have that, why we don't have that, and it seems to be year after year. Obviously, Sean Payton made some changes with the wide receiver group because I'm guessing he didn't see what other people have seen the last few years, that we just have this elite wide receiver room. And it kind of showed again today. You know, Cortland Sutton, 4 catches, 32 yards. Yeah, he had a touchdown, but when you want to be a number one receiver, 4 catches, 32 yards? Oof. Yeah, no. No. You know, there were some bright spots on the receiver side. I mean, Adam Trautman, good outlet tight end. If Greg Dulcich can stay healthy, you know, both of them being on the field, I think will be a nice combination. But maybe when Judy gets back, the rest of it will all click. We'll see. Time will tell. But didn't feel like Russell Wilson really had this elite group of receivers today, or even above average group of receivers or good group of receivers. And really, the pressure is on Cortland Sutton to produce this year as a number one, and he really didn't do that today. It's unfortunate. I like Cortland Sutton. I like him as a player. I like him as a Bronco receiver, but clearly he's not doing what needs to be expected of him at this point in his career. The other thing as well, I mean, really, this is probably not going to be a popular comment. At the end of the game, Jacoby Myers, we wish him the best. We don't want to see people get hurt, but it is football. Kareem Jackson stopped him short of the first down. I don't know. For me, it was a bang-bang play. What do you do? I mean, it's football. It's a rough sport. It's a tough sport. Okay? I mean, if you don't want to play football, if these people don't want to play football or these players don't want to play football, then go use your college degree and go do something else. You know, that's just how I feel about it. I understand trying to take certain things out of the game, but at the same time, football players are going to happen, and I don't think refs should be allowed to decide games like basically was decided on that play again, personal foul, 15-yard penalty. You could tell Kareem Jackson felt terrible about it, and honestly, I thought it was a bang-bang play. I don't think there should be a flag when it's bang-bang play. Sorry. It's part of the game. It's football. It's a rough sport. And these players get paid a lot of money to play a rough sport. And I personally just don't feel like every hit like that needs to be a personal foul. Sometimes there are going to be hits like that in the game of football. And I think we need to get back to understanding that. I mean, obviously, while still doing things for player safety, which everything's being done for player safety, better helmets, obviously safer caps on the helmets in the training camp sessions and everything like that. Obviously always trying to improve technology to keep the player safer, but in the end, there still has to be football plays once in a while. And it can't be decided by an official's flag. That's just my opinion. So, you know, I was watching the game with Adam with Cromwell Sports that has joined this podcast at times today. When it first happened, we both kind of looked like, really, are we sure that's a personal foul? I mean, that's kind of how we looked at it. A couple other things we agreed on today that I've already touched base on when we were watching the game together. Is the offensive line for the Raiders that good? And I don't think so. But boy, we made them look like a Super Bowl caliber offensive line today. And that's scary because I think the Broncos are going to run into better offensive lines than what the Raiders have. And if that's the best we can do on the defensive line side and linebacker core side of the ball, getting pressure on a quarterback against the Raiders offensive line, it might be a long season in terms of the defense. Now, like I mentioned, let's try to finish this with some positive points. Russell Wilson looked like the Russell Wilson of old. Javonte Williams, when he had opportunity and holes in the offensive line, looked great, rushed hard on every play, looked really good considering what he went through last year with the torn ACL and ligament damage in the knee. Pierine looks like he's going to be a great 1-2 punch to Williams. That stuff looks great. Wide receivers, like I mentioned, just some work to be done there. Really, on the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos, I don't know. PS2 had a couple good plays today. Kareem Jackson made a play today. I really just don't feel like there's a lot of good things to say about the defensive side of the ball. And it's been a long time since we have been able to say, well, feel like the defense in some ways cost us this game, but that's how it feels. That's how it feels right now. Defense couldn't get off the field on certain third downs. They couldn't get the ball back to the offense. It just felt that way. And really, Sean Payton with the onside kick to start the game. I get it. Claim to fame from the Super Bowl against the Colts when he did that, and they got the onside kick to start the game. And they were literally half a yard away from getting that onside kick. Just got the ball got touched a half a yard too soon. Maybe a different story if we get that and we march down the field. But unfortunately, gave the Raiders a short field. They score a touchdown. And I don't know if that kind of set the tone for the game early on. I kind of probably would have wanted to see maybe just a regular kickoff there, not get cutesy so fast. Now, I get what Sean Payton was trying to do. We were going to do anything possible to win this game. And there were a few times during the game he did that. I think the 55-yard field goal, considering Lutz already missed an extra point. Yeah, I think he did a few things today to say, hey, we're going to do anything possible to win the game. But at the same time, maybe save the bag of tricks, the onside kick and stuff like that for later in the season. So, obviously, a lot of stuff for the Broncos to clean up. I take away from this a lot more on the defensive side of the ball to clean up. Boy, it's been a long time since we've said that. Whew. Like I said, Vance Joseph, F for defense coordinator game one out of the gates for the Broncos. Vance Joseph seems like a nice enough guy, but we all, I think, had questions when Sean Payton couldn't get Vic Fangio, and then he went and got Vance Joseph instead. I think we all had questions. I don't think this game helps get rid of those questions, that's for sure, in terms of whether Vance Joseph's the defense coordinator the Broncos need. So we'll see what happens next week against the Washington Commanders. We got to hope the Broncos bounce back. The one thing that is kind of on the Broncos side, the Chiefs lost on Thursday night. The Chargers lost to the Dolphins today. Blah, that means the Raiders. Blah. Sorry, I almost can't stomach it. The Raiders are 1-0 atop the AFC West. Blah. I mean, but the Raiders being the only AFC West team to win, Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos all lose. It's kind of an even slate still, so let's hope we can make some corrections for next week. And Sean Payton maybe was a little rusty out of the gate himself today with the lack of adjustments in the second half. We kept waiting. As I mentioned, Adam Cromwell Sports joined me for the game. We kept waiting for another deep shot, for some type of creative play, given the porous play of the offensive line at times, to take another shot downfield or something to stretch the defense, and it just didn't happen. So maybe it's a week of learning for Sean Payton in terms of being back to full-speed football. I mean, maybe it is. I still have full confidence in Sean Payton. He'll get our program turned around. I think maybe this is just a little bit of a wake-up call for everybody today. And kind of a wake-up call for the fans, too. I think, like I said at the starting of this podcast, I expected the Broncos to come out. I honestly pictured in my head 31-10 Broncos, 21-3, just really dominating today. And it was really disappointing to see that anything but that occurred. So we'll see what happens. One thing about Sean Payton, if it's not working, you know, he's not going to, you know, stand pat. He's going to try to get some things done to make it work. So let's see what happens. Let's see if we can get some adjustments next week. We might have Jerry Jeudy back next week. Maybe that's what we need to stretch the field. Obviously, we brought in some other individuals like Philip Dorsett that is a speedster as well. Maybe he just has to get a little more acclimated. And we'll see what else happens. I mean, Jaleel McLaughlin was a non-factor today for the Broncos. You know, obviously the superstar in the preseason. Looked like starters versus starters was a little fast for him today. We'll see if maybe he can adapt and become a factor later on in the season. There is some hope as well with Marvin Mims at wide receiver. Saw some minor good things out of him today. I think we can build on as well. And little Jordan Humphrey obviously had a nice touchdown catch today. Glad we were able to sneak him back onto our practice squad. Looks like he might be able to be a player here and there for us as well. So at the end of the day, though, as Sean Payton has said himself, you're judged by wins in the National Football League, and today was not a win for the Broncos. It was another close loss to start the season. Felt just a little too familiar like last year when we started off the season losing to the Seahawks. This time at home, though, so it stings just a little more, especially with what the crowd brought today. I mean, boy, that was a sea of orange today. You did not see much silver and black in the stands. It was a sea of orange today, and it just stinks the Broncos couldn't bring the win home for them. Let's hope we can rebound and get up to 1-1 next week and maybe kind of start trending in the right direction as we continue the season from there. But as of now, the Broncos lose to the Las Vegas Raiders 17-16 to open the 2023 regular season. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.